This is your wake-up call. I was reading one author's thoughts about the intensive care waiting room, and the author said that they had spent long hours in the IC unit, watching anguished people, listening to urgent questions, questions like, will my wife make it? Will my son walk again? How do you live without your companion of 30 years? The intensive care waiting room is different from any other place in the world. The writer says the people who wait are different. They can't do enough for each other. No one is rude. The distinction of race and class melt away. The garbage man loves his wife as much as the university professor or the corporate vice president. Everybody understands this. Each person pulls for everyone else. In the intensive care waiting room, the world changes. Vanity and pretense just melt away. The universe is focused on the doctor's next report. If only they will show improvement. Everyone knows that loving someone else is what life is all about. Do you think we could learn to love like that outside of the intensive care unit when we realize that every day of life is like a day in the intensive care waiting room? Sometimes it takes heartache and crises to remind us how irreplaceable the people in our lives are. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, "If I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing." We keep saying that our relationships are important than anything else, but our actions don't always show it. Sometimes we shortchange our friends and loved ones for the sake of money, a career, or getting ahead. But beloved, remember, relationships are like flowers. If you don't nurture and protect them, they die. That's why Paul writes, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.